Hi everyone, I'm Gabriel. I'm a PM on the Visual C++ IDE.
And I'm Ibrahim. I'm also a PM on the Visual C++ IDE team, working with Gabriel a lot.
Yeah. So it's been great working with Ibrahim for the past couple of weeks on the IDE, but I heard you weren't always on the IDE.
Yep. I joined Microsoft 2 years ago, straight out of college, and one of the first things I did here was work on the C++ libraries.
Oh, okay.
So that's the C++ runtime. And I really enjoyed working at the low level with some code that's been written 20 years ago. And I slowly transitioned over to working on the C++ runtime for Windows Phone. And during that time, I realized I really enjoyed working on the build system, and I slowly did more and more of that. And now I'm on the Visual C++ project and build team, which is part of the IDE team.
So we're continuing our series on people's favorite things about the new Visual Studio 2013. So Ibrahim, what are you excited about the new Visual Studio?
Back in college, I used to do a lot of mobile and embedded development. And when doing that kind of development, a lot of people, including myself, use low-level C code. And it is, in fact, one of my favorite ways to write small pieces of self-contained code. So I was really excited to see work on the C99 support from the compiler and libraries. Specifically, the compiler features, because they're used extensively in open source projects, and they're really critical to writing compact and efficient C code.
Hmm. Anything else that you'd like to share?
A couple of other things, in fact. One of the major things that I find improves my productivity with Visual Studio 2013 is code formatting. Before code formatting in VS 2013, I had to switch out of the IDE, go into a command prompt, and just run a custom tool there to format my code.
I see.
And now being able to just with a press of two buttons, format my C++ code is just fantastic.
Yeah,
it saves me so much time. And C Sharp has had this feature for a while, and I'm so pleased that C++ has it now.
Yeah.
Another thing that I really like is the integration of PGO into the IDE. Why that's important to me is I've found that the PGO tool is a bit complex to use on the command line, so having it in the IDE makes it easier for me to understand what the tool does and how to properly go through the PGO workflow. Mm-hmm. Because of that, I find it much more accessible and much more usable to me. And it's a great tool. It helps you define what your main usage scenario is and optimize performance for that scenario. I really like the work we did on the diagnostics hub in Visual Studio 2013. Before, we had a lot of tools, but we had them spread out through the UI. And now we have just this one-stop shop where you can go and access and view all the tools that are available for your app and understand which ones do which and which ones are applicable for your current project. So that's really useful to me, much more a streamlined way of accessing the diagnostics tool. The last thing I think is really important that we did in Visual Studio 2013, as with previous releases of VS, we improved the code generation of our compiler.
Okay.
And that always helps, because I personally code in C and C++ for the improved performance. And just me having to do just nothing but recompile my code and have better performance, that's
magical.
Yeah, that's magical.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking your time and sharing with us. For those of you who've been following the series, you'll know that Ileag talked about code formatting in the first episode, and Unkit talked about PGO in the second one. So if you guys haven't tried those things out yet, you really should, because there are people who are really excited about those things being in the new Visual Studio 2013. So Ibrahim, thanks again for your time, and
thanks, Gabriel.
I'll see you around the IDE.
Yep.